Today is Tuesday, May 5th. What to know today about a leaked government report that predicts a big hike in the daily death toll from COVID-19. And the world is racing to produce a vaccine. What the U.S. government says it will and will not do to have one ready by the end of the year. Plus, new travel predictions and guidelines, Nicolas Cage as the Tiger King. And it's Cinco de Mayo. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's been 4 months now since the new coronavirus arrived in the U.S., and one new model now shows the worst could still be ahead of us. Both the New York Times and Washington Post published a leaked internal report from the Trump administration. It predicts by next month, the nation could see 3,000 deaths per day from COVID-19. That's close to double the number of people dying in the U.S. from the virus right now. And if it holds true, the eventual U.S. death toll would quickly surpass President Trump's latest estimate of up to 100,000 deaths by this summer. Already, COVID-19 has killed nearly 69,000 people in the country. Now, with all of that said, there's still no need to panic. The Johns Hopkins professor who created this new model we're talking about told the Washington Post his projections were not finished and were only shown to the CDC as a work in progress. A White House spokesperson also said this is not a White House document and it has not gone through certain vetting. Even so, the professor is cautioning that COVID-19 could spiral out of control under certain scenarios. He says the big spike is possible if states reopen too quickly. Remember, more than half the states in the U.S. have started to ease some stay-at-home restrictions, at least gradually. And while most Americans are still being cautious and staying home as much as possible, there's definitely some quarantine fatigue happening. In fact, a University of Maryland study used anonymous cell phone data and found an 18% jump in people venturing out just last week on non-work trips. The lead researcher said he worries there's a new but false sense of security around the country as people hear about some states partially reopening. For now, the New York Times reports the situation is getting a bit better in some urban centers like New York City, New Orleans, and Detroit, but it is still getting worse in parts of rural America, where cases are rising quickly. For example, the Times says certain rural counties in Indiana, Nebraska, and Ohio have surpassed New York City in cases per capita. And as of Sunday, the city of Gallup, New Mexico, had the third highest rate of infection of any U.S. metro area. Also of note today, President Trump is leaving Washington, D.C. for the first time in more than a month. He's traveling to a Honeywell Aerospace facility in Phoenix, Arizona. The plant has been making N95 respirator masks for healthcare workers on the front lines of this pandemic. Next up, the president says he wants to go to Ohio. But so far, the White House hasn't given a date or location for that trip. Well, some of the largest countries, banks, and organizations in the world are throwing billions of dollars toward COVID-19 vaccine research. They gathered via video conference for a summit yesterday. By the end of the meeting, they all pledged to pitch in for a total of $8 billion to go toward finding and funding a COVID-19 vaccine. Still, the UN Secretary General calls it a down payment. He says the world will likely need five times that amount to reach everyone everywhere. But one country wasn't there at the video summit at all, the United States. ABC News quotes Trump administration officials saying the U.S. is already doing its part, providing nearly $2.5 billion toward the global response. And in the U.S., there are reportedly 14 potential vaccines still under development. NBC News reports the number was whittled down from nearly 100 several weeks ago. By the end of the month, the Trump administration is hoping to have three or four ready for final testing and available around the country by early next year. An Amazon executive quit in protest. He decided to resign over what he called the firing of whistleblowers. He's referring to several Amazon workers who were fired last week after publicly criticizing the company. One of them even led a strike last month pushing for more protections for employees. A vice president at the company, Tim Bray, says he quit over this. He wrote a blog post explaining his decision. He claimed the firings were, quote, evidence of toxicity running through the company culture. So far, Amazon hasn't commented on the executive leaving, but at the time the employees were fired, the company said it was actually because they were not following social distancing rules. You may want to look up over the next 24 hours to catch a phenomenal meteor shower. This one happens each spring when Earth passes through the orbit of Halley's Comet. And the result? Meteors go streaking across the sky at more than 150,000 miles per hour. About half of them leave glowing trails as well. It's expected to peak this morning and tomorrow morning just before dawn. If you look at the right time and in the right conditions, you might even see as many as 30 shooting stars an hour, as long as the nearly full moon doesn't outshine the show. Either way, there will be another similar meteor shower in October. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week, Blinkist. Blinkist is a great go-to app, a sort of secret weapon for learning new things quickly and getting ahead. Blinkist is unique. If you haven't heard of it before, it takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and then condenses them down into just 15 minutes. You can read the best takeaways right on your phone, your tablet, or your desktop, or you can even use the audio feature to listen to them on the go. I love Blinkist because in less than 15 minutes, I can get the information or motivation I need in the moment. For information, there are popular options like Upheaval, Turning Points for Nations in Crisis. And for motivation, there are books like 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books all for one low price. And Blinkist has a special offer. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. Now, back to the news. The cruise industry is hoping to get back on track this summer. The AP reports cruise lines like Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and Carnival would like to set sail again between June and August. Remember, right now all cruise lines are banned from sailing from U.S. ports, and they have been since March. The CDC's no-sail order actually lasts through late July unless officials change their mind. So for now, Carnival Cruise Lines, for example, plans to get going in August, but only out of ports in Texas and Florida. A CDC statement says they still don't know yet if it'll be safe enough by then. Cruise lines have faced a bunch of criticism, and Carnival is even facing some lawsuits. Several ships were hit by outbreaks. Even a congressional committee has now launched an investigation. So stay tuned for what happens in the coming months. Meanwhile, the rest of the travel industry is also preparing for a possible new normal. The U.S. Travel Association unveiled new guidelines for hotels, airports, attractions, and other vacation-related businesses. Among the things suggested, the trade group says companies should look for touchless solutions like online ticketing or virtual check-ins, also health screenings for employees, and extra sanitation procedures designed to fight COVID-19. But remember, this is all prep for later. For now, the U.S. government is still asking Americans to avoid non-essential travel. There's a CDC advisory in place that does not have an end date. We'll let you know when we get the all clear. Well, speaking of travel, New York City is about to test a new way to clean subway cars and buses. The New York Daily News reports transit officials plan to use powerful ultraviolet lamps as disinfectants. The lamps blast something called UVC light. It's been known to kill viruses, even some that are similar to this new coronavirus. New York plans to shut down a fraction of buses and subway cars overnight starting at 1 a.m. tomorrow to test out these new lamps. Still, officials are not positive the light will be able to kill this particular virus, so it'll be up to some Columbia researchers to see if they really work. Bleach and chemical sprays will also be used until we know more. A new Tiger King is in the works, but this series is going to be a lot different from the popular Netflix docu-series. For starters, it'll be scripted. Yes, Variety reports it'll star Nicolas Cage as the now infamous Joe Exotic, who liked to be called Tiger King. It'll apparently be an 8-episode drama series on CBS. No word yet on when it'll be out or how to watch, so stay tuned. Or if sci-fi is more your thing, Disney announced another Star Wars movie for theaters. The franchise has tapped director Taika Waititi to co-write and direct it. He's the guy who directed Mandalorian and Thor Ragnarok. The new movie does not have a name yet, but we do know it'll be a standalone movie and will not have any connection to the Skywalker saga. So far, there's not a specific release date. Stay tuned. Well, today is Cinco de Mayo, and yes, that means we have an excuse to celebrate, drink margaritas, and eat tacos. The holiday started in Mexico to celebrate a big and unexpected victory over the French Empire during a battle in 1862. But now it's actually observed more here in the U.S. than it is in Mexico. As part of the tradition, several Mexican-American restaurants will offer special party platters and discounts today. Of course, most of those deals will be for delivery and pickup only. Well, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Talk to Me Tuesday, where we help answer your COVID-19 questions. This week, we wanted to address a question from Vivian about higher education. On Instagram, she asked if in-person college classes will likely resume this fall, and if not, she wondered if people will feel like an online education is really worth the money. At least for now, most colleges around the U.S. still plan to welcome students back to campus, but with some changes. Many large universities like Purdue and Baylor have already announced their plans. For example, one strategy was to only allow freshmen back on campus. Another was to spread out students across dorms so the buildings aren't full. All of the plans so far also expect large lecture classes will have to be held online, whether or not the students are in town. Schools will also have to limit the size of social gatherings. Of course, all of this is tentative right now. We do know many schools have extended the decision deadline to at least June 1st for new students. As for whether an online education will be worth the same money, well, certainly some students will move forward with classes with few other choices, but CNBC reports others are considering a gap year or a community college instead. In fact, the AP reports more than 24 schools are already facing lawsuits from students who feel online courses are not a substitute for classroom learning. They're demanding partial refunds on tuition and campus fees. Also, the Wall Street Journal cites the nation's largest advocacy group for colleges and universities. It found schools should expect a 15% decline in enrollment next fall and a $45 billion decline in revenue from tuition and other services. Many schools are already starting to make budget cuts. Well, we hope that answered your question. Thanks so much for sending it in. And we'll take more questions for at least another week, so feel free to send yours to us through Instagram or Twitter. Just search The Newsworthy to find us, or you can email us at staff@thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.